Hello and welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with our PTF president, Adam Geis. Today we have the privilege to talk with Adam about one of the school's biggest fundraisers, Salt and Light. Thanks for joining us today, Adam.
Hey, thank you for having me on the podcast today.
Absolutely. So, Adam, could you please speak on what all Salt and Light has entailed over the past years?
Yeah, Salt and Light's typically one day out of the year where students, faculty, parents volunteer in our community to serve various agencies. And most of the time, it's in the mornings. Many of the grades are spent off campus serving at those various agencies. And then the afternoons are often spent on campus working on various projects. So normally, it's just one day out of the year where students, faculty, and parents volunteer in our community.
Awesome. So this year, you and the PTF leadership group have reimagined this traditional event. Can you share what has been different about this year's Salt and Light movement?
Yeah, this year we wanted to reimagine Salt and Light. You know, with COVID and everything going on, we wanted to make our mission a little bit different. And so our motto's been, ministry is a movement more than a moment. Mm. So we wanted to serve our community all year long through intentional partnerships, through various agencies. So we partnered each grade with a particular agency or work project and really encouraged them to not just have one moment of serving, but really serve throughout the year.
Why do you think it's important for our students to participate in community service?
We know Christ calls us to be salt and light of the earth. You know, Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, it talks about that. And Jesus commands us to be the salt and light of the earth. And so I believe it should begin here in our hometown, in our own community, and then carry throughout the world. And so by partnering with these various agencies, we feel like we're doing that and we're carrying out that great commission that, that he asked us to do. And even if we see that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where he tells us to go and be witnesses beginning in Jerusalem and throughout the entire world.
Absolutely. Can you share some examples of what our pre-K through 12th grade students have done in the spirit of service through Salt and Light this year? And perhaps you can share what organizations they've been serving.
Yeah, so a few of the agencies that we've been serving is Samaritan's Purse. We did the Operation Christmas Shoe Boxes. That's always a fun time, especially for our kindergarten crew and pre-K. And then we also had Pediatric Inpatient Unit at Mission Hospital. We provided hygiene kits for them. Then we were able to partner with two local food pantries, Calvary Food Pantry, as well as Trinity of Fairview, where I'm on staff. And what a joy it's been to provide food and personal hygiene items for those two food pantries. Also, we have Thrive. We provided welcome home bags and hygiene kits for those families. We've also, it was really neat, we were able to provide Linus blankets around Christmas time for those in Copestone. And what a joy it was to deliver those to them. And our seventh graders put those together for us. And then also Black Mountain Home for Children, we were able to provide blessing bags a couple times throughout the year so far. And then a part of Henderson County Schools United Way asked us to put together action kits for students that they were coming back on campus. So that was really neat. And then the Veterans Quarter, we were able to provide some needed supplies that they had, as well as a couple of grounds beautification projects on campus and at Fletcher Park. A lot of our sports teams use Fletcher Park. I know being the cross country coach, we use that a lot. And so to be able to work on the grounds at the park as well as on campus, and our 9th and 10th graders were able to do that. And then we're hoping to also be a part of the Buncombe County very special arts festival that should go on later this spring. And so we hope that we'll be able to send a few junior and seniors over there to help serve there. So a lot of many projects that we've had, and what a joy it has been to see the students flourish and be able to minister to these local agencies.
A light in the community. And I remember seeing some of the photos from them making the blankets and packing up those care packages, and they're just absolutely precious. And I know we've heard back from some of the organizations just expressing their gratitude to the students. So that's been really, really neat to see. The fundraising aspect of Salt and Light, and actually this year even the students have contributed their own money to the cause, but why is it important for folks to give and how can they give?
Yeah, this fundraiser supports all of our PTF, which is Parent Teacher Fellowship, for those that don't know, ministries throughout the year. 100% of all that is raised goes back into the school, the faculty, the families, the teachers, to support throughout the school year and beyond. And we just believe that, you know, the kids are not serving to make money. We serve generously and allow others to generously give as the Lord leads. And so it's just a way. This year is really awesome because we're able to actually serve throughout the year, and we just are getting ready to put out the ask letter for this. Great. And so we really haven't even talked about the fundraising component until now in the spring. So we wanted the focus to be on serving, but then if people want to give toward PTF, this is a great cause and a great benefit for the entire Veritas community. And so we allow people to do that in a number of ways. One is they can donate online. They can go to our website and see the donate link there. They can, by mail, they can send in a check and just make those to VCA and write in the memo line, Salt and Light. They'll know exactly where to put that.
Or you can
come by the school office and give in person, whether that's check or cash, and just let them know that it's for Salt and Light. And definitely it will be put right into the PTF, and we'll be able to give that right back into the school and the funds that are needed to serve throughout the year in the coming months.
That's fantastic. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us. This year, Salt and Light has been very special, and we thank you for all you and the PTF are doing to make it so. Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you would like to hear discussed, please submit it to cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.